I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I have 10 questions about Evan Mobley for you. Hey, what's up? It's the Air Buds podcast.
Most contagious podcast in basketball.
Cough, cough, motherfucker.
You hear it, you feel it, you smell it, you taste it.
What's up, guys? Happy basketball. Let's go.
Happy basketball to ye. One and all.
Happy basketball. It does feel like we're approaching the happiest of times in basketball right now. The playoff race is zooming.
Getting
Eastern
real.
Conference is a mess.
It's done. I mean, that 1-8 has been locked up for 2 weeks, bro. The Bulls are not catching up, bro.
4-8 is like all separated by like one game right now.
Yeah, and they all play each other tomorrow.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that in a minute. First, it's everybody's favorite part of the show, business. Go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, gets you bonus shows, gets you access to the Discord, and we will love you for it. Jamel, maybe you could just start throwing things on the Discord to try to sell them. Jamel's currently trying to sell off his entire wardrobe on eBay.
Yeah, that's true. ebay.com/fatriley with a PH. And things are getting posted every day. I just put up some Everton shorts. I'm going to post a Miami Heat hoodie today, right after this episode is done. And some more things to come.
Fat Riley, spell that. P-H-A-T.
Riley, R-I-L-E-Y.
Oh, I thought it was F-A-T-P-H-R-I-L-E-Y.
No. What, Fat Riley?
Riley with a P-H.
Fat Riley?
Yeah, Fat Riley.
No, man, it's
Riley.
Yeah, it's Pat, Coach Pat Riley, GM Pat Riley as a Fat Riley.
Patreon.com/AirBudsPod. If you can't do that, go to Apple Podcasts, go to Spotify, click that 5-star button. Let's go. It'll help us out. It'll help you out. It'll make you more popular with your friends.
It'll probably get my eBay off the ground. Let me also say, this is probably the only place I could get this off. I have the Team USA Bradley Beal jersey listed for $80. Now, you got to understand, he never actually played a game in it. He got COVID and didn't get to go with the team. And I have the jersey.
That feels like that feels very relevant for Bradley Beal's whole career, actually.
Exactly. For the real Bealanites, for the folks out in Phoenix, I got a 2X Team USA Bradley Beal jersey, new with the tags, on eBay right now as you hear this.
ebay.com/PahatRiley.
Pahat. Like fat, but Pahat Riley.
Yeah. And thus concludes business. Guys, I want to talk about something right off the top. it's not often that I feel like we are on the same page as Rudy Gobert. Is that fair to say?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of music he listens to. Yeah. Maybe he likes Boy Genius or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the Midnight Club 2 soundtrack.
I think he likes like French carnival music, like a
like Christine and the Queens. Maybe that they're French, you know. I'm just saying I'm not putting it out of the realm of possibility. That's all.
Okay.
Well, in this moment, the big COVID himself, Rudy Gobert, on Friday night in a game against your Cleveland Cavaliers, Peter. It was a rough and tumble game. Weird officiating, I think. Rudy Gobert at the end of the fourth quarter, he got called for his sixth foul, and he turned to a ref, and he put his little fingers together, his little pointer finger in his thumb, and he rubbed the cash money.
Yeah,
he rubbed the cash money, implying that the refs were fixing the game for money.
First of all, he wasn't doing it to a ref; he was doing it to the Scott Foster. So
it's true.
Let's be clear. It is the one and only Scott Foster.
The most important man in gambling. Don't you guys see? Scott Foster is the reason DraftKings is even in the mix, man.
If you shave Scott Foster's head, he has a DraftKings tattoo that, like, right on the top of his cranium.
This motherfucker's hair is points. He literally shaves points daily. His follicles are points. He calls them points. His barber says points.
I'll take Chris the points Hardwick off the top. Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, put a two guard. Hit me with a two guard on the points.
What's Chris Hardwick up to these days?
I think just being rich. I think he married an heiress or something.
He's definitely emailing somebody right now.
I think I know where he lives too. He lives in like a big old mansion in Eagle Rock, I think.
Observatory.
Not the
dock. Living at the top of the observatory.
In the hills of Eagle Rock, like above, overlooking Colorado Boulevard, where all those like big old nice houses are. I think he lives in one of them with a very rich wife, I think.
Yes, his wife is a great granddaughter of William Hearst.
Oh, wow.
Pardon me?
The richest of heiresses.
Yeah.
But back to Rudy Gobert. So for his little money gesture at Scott Foster, he got hit with a tech, which Darius Garland went on to, I think, tie the game with that free throw.
It was the very important free throw because it did send the game. It is a tech that sent the game into overtime.
Yeah. The Wolves went on to lose in overtime, 113-104. After the game, Rudy Gobert, I'll just read you what he said. About his money gesture. He said, "My reaction, which I think is truth, it's what I truly believe. Even if it's the truth, it wasn't the time for me to react that way. I should not have done that. I cost my team the game, and obviously they couldn't wait to give me a tech. That was bad. That was an immature reaction." And then he went on, "I'll bite the bullet again. I'll be the bad guy. I'll take the fine, but I think it's hurting our game. I know the betting and all that is becoming bigger and bigger, but it shouldn't feel that way. I made some mistakes, airballed the dunk." I didn't see the airball dunk. Mistakes happen. Referees make mistakes too, but sometimes I think it's more than mistakes. I think everyone that's in the league knows, and I think it's got to get better. So basically, Rudy Gobert said the refs are on the DraftKings take.
Welcome to the party, pal. I mean, he's fucking 30 years late. Ask Rasheed Wallace, obviously.
I watched this game. I have some thoughts. I do think it's like Jared Allen did play really well and frustrated Gobert. And also, in terms of Scott Foster's games, this was a pretty equally terrible game for both sides, I would say. So, I like they were letting him fucking play. I get it. I guess we can. I don't know. I mean, it was wild, too, because Scott Foster isn't even the one that teed him up. I think it was Scott Foster and two female referees, also.
Scott. It's never Scott's always sending his lieutenants to fucking kill somebody.
I will say there was a weird moment after the tech where Scott Foster kind of called a conference with the other two refs, and it seemed like he was going to overturn their tech before upholding it.
He's like, he said what about me? No. He, Gobert looked like my son when he, on I'm snapping and he tries to snap. It was like kind of like a bad, like it just.
Oh, you say he doesn't know how to do the money because French people, they don't even have money, right? They just spend butter.
That's it.
They spend butter and they tap everything with their phones, I think.
Oui, oui.
For his comments, Adam Silver doled out a record fine for a player that is not suspended. He fined Rudy Gobert $100,000.
Man, that's the money. He said, show him the money. And then they were like, no, give us your money.
Which is what I would have lost on that parlay, too. So.
Shit, man.
I will say, Peter, to your point, also, I just want to point out, it seemed like they were letting them play a lot. I mean, Rudy did rack up 6 fouls and fouled out. But, like, for him to, like, get upset about that final foul and do the shmoney gesture, that was, like, he killed Jared Allen on that rebound. Like, he deserved that foul so much. He put him in a chokehold and, like, threw him to the side.
Well, this is the thing about Rudy Gobert is, like, even... Honestly, it's funny because I feel like there are qualities of Gobert and Draymond that they share, which is like even when you're in the right, you still find a way for everyone to be like, yeah, but it's kind of your fault anyways. And I mean, this is a big game for them. They're like, if they lose, you know, especially in the West where there's actual teams that are playing basketball that could contend with Denver, seems like a big deal.
Minnesota, on a side note, they're kind of on a slide now. That's mm-hmm. 2 L's in a row, right?
I believe 2 losses in a row. They're down. They have fallen to the 3 seed. Obviously, they're without Karl Anthony Towns, which is a huge loss for them. Karl Anthony Towns.
Crazy that that matters. It's crazy that he even matters.
Yeah. I mean, I think we mentioned it in the last episode, but it's so weird that he's like, is he the only player in the history of basketball to put up 60 in a game and get benched for the final 2 minutes?
I would sure hope so.
Yep. Adrian Dantley probably did, because he probably, you know, I feel like he might have spree-welled a coach back in the day.
Probably. I mean, we can't talk about, like, the Cavs have played okay, too, in this a game like this. Definitely won this game when they shouldn't have. Beat Boston when they shouldn't have. Mitchell's been out for a while. Struess is out. Mobley's out for a really long time.
What's up with him? Is he done?
You're probably not going to see him until like April.
So I shouldn't have picked him up in fantasy.
Probably not if you wanted to win fantasy, I would say. If your goal was to just participate in fantasy and fuck around, I don't think he's going to be. It was one of those ankle sprains too, where he just like twisted it and fell, and like it looked worse than if he would have stepped on somebody.
Damn, they said he was getting reevaluated in a week. I thought that meant, all right, time to evaluate your ass back on the floor.
No. This shit is.
I think when they say a player's getting reevaluated in a week, that means they're always at least 2 to 3 weeks out from getting back on the floor.
Oh, right. That means they can't even look at it.
Yeah. They said at least like the swelling is so bad. Man, I think really like, you know, yesterday, like, it just caught up to them with the Nets. They just got curb stomped by the Nets. I mean, they're without 60% of their starting lineup. Not ideal. But I think more broadly, as you alluded to, Benner, we are very pro-Eastern Conference podcast. One of us even happens
this
to live
Eastern Conference.
In that Eastern Conference. But the Eastern Conference is absolutely a fucking triage right now. It is. I mean, I guess it's Boston by default, because who the fuck is going to put together
as always
4 games to beat Boston?
Well, the Bucks now. I mean, the Bucks are here, baby. They got the Ubuntu. They're here.
I still want to go and say the Bucks. Their little, 7-3 in their last 10. Probably 5 of those wins are against really awful teams, so we'll see.
They beat the Clippers with PJ Tucker, featuring PJ Tucker, so you're right. But, hey, so...
Is that it?
Yeah, I got nothing else.
It does feel like, other than the Celtics, who I guess do kind of are constantly fighting in the injury battle, Kristaps Porzingis, but are great otherwise. It seems like almost every team that's like every playoff team is like dealing with major injury issues, right? Or every like legit like team. I don't know. Obviously, the Sixers, the Knicks, the Cavs, like
the Lakers.
Nobody's missing Gabe. Full strength right now.
Been missing Gabe Vincent for years.
Gabe Vincent has been with the team for 6 months, and he's been out for 5 years.
Yo, Gabe Vincent is hilarious.
Because he's got two first names?
Yeah. Just first off.
Can I just say right now, do you know, without looking, who has the longest current winning streak in the Eastern Conference?
I believe it is...
Without looking. Like, Benner, I'll give you a guess. You go first.
No, I don't know, actually.
Take a guess.
It can't be the Wizards, because the Wizards only got
the
two.
Washington Wizards,
the Wizards
have the longest yeah. current win streak in the Eastern fucking Conference right now.
That's how bad things have gotten.
Yeah, congrats to you, Jamel.
Other basketball podcast is talking about the Washington Wizards win streak?
The surging Washington Wizards. The surging. Yeah, once Marvin Bagley, once his back started hurting, things started lining up for us, baby. Oh, yeah. We're ready to rock.
Yeah. Wizards are on a 2-game win streak, only 38 and a half games back from first.
Congratulations.
Jesus.
Somehow you're a game up on the Pistons, but you are the only team in the East that has been eliminated from playoff contention.
That's incredible.
Yeah, then they put out a graphic. Yo, why did they drop that graphic on us the other day? Like, who? Yeah, of course. I was telling Benner before we started, I think I want the third pick. I think I want the third pick. How do you get the third pick? Win a couple games.
Just because you feel like no matter what, the first two teams are going to fuck it up?
Yeah. I just feel like it's really hard to hit on a first, a number one pick. And it's gotten harder since the 80s, you know what I'm saying?
NBA.com's latest mock draft has the Wizards at number one, and they're taking Alexandre Sarr.
What?
A French player who plays for the Perth Wildcats in
it's
Australia.
It's a French guy who's playing in Australia?
Yeah.
That's a load of butter, mate.
That's what I'm saying. That's the first thing you're going to do? Nah, man. Let somebody else do that wrong. We'll take the first American. Yeah.
Guy's got to eat kangaroo butter down there.
That sounds disgusting.
Scrape it out of the pouch, baby.
Yeah, see, that's what I immediately was thinking about, the pouch part.
I mean, that's where all the good goo is, you know?
Okay, all right. And this is what talking about the Wizards has brought us.
Kangaroo butter. Guys, I think we have a candidate for worst game of the year. Played yesterday between the Sixers and the Knicks. Sixers
won
79-73. I did not watch this game. I had family in town, so I did not get to watch this. But it looked like a freaking rock fight. 15-15 at the end of the first quarter. Crazy.
That's what you need, man. This is what it's about. 500 ball, Benner. You're going to make it happen.
Do you think...
They are not playing 500 ball currently, but I like your
optimism. Tibbs has a bet.
What are they playing? What is it? 4-6? In the last 10?
4-6 in their last 10, yeah.
Benner,
come on.
This is what's going to happen. You guys are going to hold on to the 6th seed, and then Embiid's going to come back, and you guys are absolutely going to smoke the Cavs in the first round.
Your lips to God's ears, my friend. That would be great for
me.
I'm
pretty sure that's what's going to happen.
We all want it for you, man. It would be nice if y'all did something good for once in y'all stupid ass lives.
Speaking of the Sixers doing stupid decisions, Ben Simmons, former number one pick and rookie of the year, at one point, linchpin of the process. Looks like he's maybe never going to play in the NBA again.
Yeah, you called it. You called it 4 years ago, Benner?
3 or I don't know. How long ago did he get traded to the Nets?
No idea.
2004, I think.
Somewhere in the right after, yeah. You could start making your own ringtones.
Yeah. I think I was listening to Crazy Frog off my flip phone when Ben Simmons got drafted.
Dog, can I just tell you on a side note, I played Anna Beverly Hills Cop the other day. We were in a hotel room and Beverly Hills Cop was on and she goes, "Hey, wait, is that Axel F?" I'm like, "What do you mean Axel F?" You know, the Crazy Frog song. I'm like, you mean the theme from Beverly Hills? I was just crazy. She just knew what her reference was.
That's insane. Is Crazy Anna Frog really like 14 years old? How is that her reference over Beverly Hills Cop?
Dog, it's a cross between 14 and 80.
I do feel bad about Ben Simmons.
Why?
The guy
Why do you
that
feel bad
I,
about him?
Because I don't know, it's just
he made $45 million this year, Mike. Save your sympathy for.
He's got another $45 million coming next year too.
There are people who are unhoused. There are teachers who don't make enough. Like, save your fucking sympathy for this dude who sprints sideline to sideline with more enthusiasm than he does. I don't know.
Well, what's gonna happen when he can't restock his candy kitchen, Peter?
I think he can restock his candy kitchen for 175 years with the amount of money he's made.
He should be able to restock that candy kitchen a couple times.
I think the candy kitchen was like the first red flag for me.
Oh my God, yeah.
I think I remember talking about it for like 45 minutes on this podcast.
You went off. You kind of, it was, dude, you've sort of known from the jump.
Yeah.
But he did some crazy stuff.
He could have been great. I mean, definitely one of the, like, most gifted.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Talented players of all time. I think just whether or not, do you think the injury is real? The back impingement, the nerve impingement?
Well, I think it's convenient.
Or how real do you think it is?
There is no other part of the body than obviously the brain that is probably as psychosomatic as the back. Is that a fair thing to say?
Like you can imagine back issues and it could be crippling, but they might not be fully real.
Like it's tied to your personality, state of mind.
Yeah, I dig that.
So intentionally or not, it does feel wildly convenient that it is a back injury. And also like I tried to articulate it to you guys when I saw him play twice this year at the Nets-Cavs games, but it is like painful to watch him. It's just like he shouldn't play. He just shouldn't play basketball. He doesn't like it's over. And it's also like no one I've ever seen because like the talent is there, but the mental acuity is so not that it just reminds you of Space Jam where someone like steals the Monstar's ability. It's just, I think we're all better off if he just goes away or just like stays on Twitch, I guess.
And now Now, it must have been discussed by Kevin O'Connor or one of them guys, one of the authorities on basketball. But when the Space Jam happened to them, when the Monstars took the power, they did also end up with tiny dicks, right?
Go on.
I just want to be clear. When they lost their powers.
Deleted scene from the DVD. Yeah, they definitely all whip them out.
No.
What are powers? What is basketball? What is the ability to play basketball and to having sex have not in common? Peter?
You know what? That's a great question. I really don't have an argument for you.
Dick? Yeah. Imagine the dicks immediately like shrunk, like it went to...
It went sucked in like a turtle head?
It went turtled back.
I see. I imagine it more like a slide whistle, like a kind of thing. Speaking of basketball players with seemingly taking it back to 2020, Big Dick Energy, and going back to the Sixers-Knicks game, did you guys see Kelly Oubre at the end of regulation when he got into a fight with Dante DiVincenzo?
No.
Now, you said he looked like...
But go on.
You said he looked like Vega. He like was like, he had like a crazy, freaky grin.
Yeah, so at near the end of regulation, I think it's probably like 27 seconds left or something in the game, Kelly Oubre fouls Dante DiVincenzo. Dante DiVincenzo took exception to it and kind of tackled him to the ground. And then a skirmish breaks out. Paul Reed, I think, ends up getting a technical for holding back DiVincenzo. There's a kind of a fight. The camera catches Kelly Oubre on the ground by the stanchion. And this guy is smiling like the Joker.
Nice. He loves to get entangled. He loves to do it. He likes to get nasty.
He loves to get nasty. He had a great quote after the game. Hold on, let me pull it up real quick. I should have had this ready.
Is there anyone scarier who like gets in a fight and is like, now I'm myself? Now I'm the best version of who I am? Like, that's the scariest person in the world.
The joy. Yeah. You can see and feel the joy. And then he popped out his Invisalign. He was like, I'm ready to rock now.
Yeah, he said after the game, I ain't got no enemies in this league. All of that stuff's funny to me. I don't know why. I just laugh because nobody's going to fight at the end of the day. It's like, okay, bro, I'll see you Tuesday.
I mean, he's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, couldn't be righter.
Kelly Oubre got hit by a car in Philadelphia and lived. I think he's probably not afraid of Dante DiVincenzo.
He's also not afraid to run into anybody. He ran into Kelly Olynyk full speed in the playoffs. Remember that? He also did not throw a punch. He just reached his top speed as a human and ran into Kelly Olynyk bumper car style.
Yeah.
And then was like, how come coach didn't put me in the next game? It's like, well, we would have liked that. We would have liked to have put you in when you did the bumper car thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure anymore.
Yeah. We couldn't get an insurance company to cover your playing time in the game.
They just needed a few days to finish the claim. Continue.
Yep. Oh, just I think, especially with Embiid out, Kelly Oubre has been one of the small bright spots for the Sixers with Embiid and Maxey out in particular. He's been great. He's been real energetic. He seems to get the Philadelphia crowd. When the crowd was booing the team after the game, he basically was like, "They're booing us for a reason. We need to like pick it up." Like, it wasn't like your typical like he knows how to play into the crowd. I don't know. He's just what a great signing for the veteran minimum to get Kelly Oubre like scoring 20 points a game and dunking on people and being this maniac. Best signing of the year, I think.
It is
Best signing of the year, best signing for Converse. Converse, I think he put, did he also put Converse on the map? Am I making that up?
He does seem like the kind of player that would play in like Chuck Taylor's still.
There is he's definitely a league minimum all-star.
Oh, that's a great list.
That's a good list.
Hey, Peter.
Yeah.
That's a good-ass list.
I hope the Sixers find a way to keep him. So he signed to a league minimum because, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but Daryl Morey like dropped this on a podcast and it was like, nobody like talked about it, but the Sixers originally offered him like 15 mil or something. And then he got, like better offers from other teams. And so he turned down the Sixers. And then apparently those offers for whatever reason fell apart, for him. And so then, at the end of free agency, he came back to the Sixers and was like, can I still get that 15 mil? And Daryl Morey was like, we'll give you the fucking league minimum, bitch. And Kelly Oubre was like, okay. So, like, I mean, obviously he deserves a lot more money, and I hope he gets it. I just hope the Sixers find a way to pay him and keep him next season.
What a championship with the Warriors, right? No.
Is he a champion?
Was he?
I don't think he did.
I believe you're thinking of Otto Porter, mon frere.
Otto Porter, who is maybe going to be out of the league now, got waived by the Utah Jazz today. Not in time for him to be eligible to join a playoff roster.
Oh, man. Too bad. So sad.
I know the West is the best, but also, is Denver just going to repeat? Like, are we going to talk for, like, three more months and then be like, well, it was Denver?
Well, I feel like we've been saying that Denver is, like, definitely the best team in the league, even though they're 5 wins behind the Celtics and they're only the 2 seed. Like, they're like when they're healthy, they're the most complete team, I think. Right? Haven't we been saying that?
Yes, we have. I also think the Bucks match up with them. The Bucks match up well.
How does Brooke Lopez play Jokic historically? Do we know?
Probably poorly.
I say put Giannis on him.
No, they need to save fouls for Giannis.
They don't need to. If you put the two dudes who get to foul everybody on each other, that's a cancel out.
Yeah, but there's no way they both. There's no way the Nuggets would put Joker on him.
It's gonna look like two babies playing basketball, but real big.
You think Giannis looks like a baby too?
He looks like an older baby. He looks like a baby who's like running towards the little Tykes hoop and stuff, but still baby.
Giannis is Chucky Finster and Jokic is Tommy Pickles.
Most likely, yeah.
Received.
Do we think the Oklahoma City Thunder are actual contenders? They are the one seed.
No.
They're really deep. They're really good. 8-2 in their last 10. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is fucking incredible. He scored 30 points in 47 games so far this season, which is a tying Kevin Durant for the record with Oklahoma City. He doesn't seem afraid of anybody. I don't know. This team has no playoff experience, which I guess is like the knock against them. But I don't know. They just seem very collected and good.
And I'm only speaking on this year in particular. I think this is a team to be feared for years to come. Especially once the Warriors and like once those teams finally really lay it down, they'll be like 5 years into being together and really be ready. But this year, no experience. This team lets Davis Bertans play basketball. No. On top of that, you got a guy who's going to get booed in every road game. Josh Giddey is getting booed through the whole playoffs. It's going to be a story on ESPN every fucking night again. It's going to be a big distraction.
I don't want to sound like Jim Caviezel in that movie where he rescues kids that are fake, but What? I don't think anybody cares about that Josh Giddey stuff in the mainstream media. Am I right?
Not in the media, but he's still going to get booed in the arena, though.
Yeah, he sucks. Right? He's not good. Like,
the only
I think that's because he's getting booed. Well,
the only
all
analysis
the time
you hear about him is that like he's a liability, basically. Like he's the Rudy Gobert of Karl Malone's.
I don't think my brain can comprehend what that means.
Yeah, I think you got it, though. Slowed, I think you got
that
it.
One just, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. I mean, the mainstream media doesn't care about anybody's wrongdoings in the NBA. I mean, Miles Bridges is like still like on the top 10 highlights of League Pass at, like every day. Like, what's the dude, the rookie who helped someone murder somebody?
Oh, Brandon Miller.
Brandon Miller. He's like, I think he's like the number two or number three right now in the Kia rookie.
Well, yeah,
ladder.
He's having a great,
like,
having a great,
you know,
great season. So yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? They used to call the Portland Trailblazers the Jailblazers, and all they did was like smoke weed in Oregon. And the Hornets have like felons. The Hornets have like real felons.
Yeah.
That's great. I just
it is really funny. Yeah. Like Rasheed Wallace like said a curse word once and Bonzi Wells smoked weed and they were like for 10 years.
Yeah,
these
like,
worst people the in the world. Yeah.
These goons, one of them has dreads. This is madness.
Yeah. You know, the league's come a long way.
Yeah.
I guess we're just much more accepting of criminals now.
Yo, that's funny. Is that a video? You know how everybody's like, we done with the 90s?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that also funny? Just to like be like, yo, these motherfuckers thought these was real crimes. All the Blazers did was smoke weed at the mall.
Speaking of the 90s, guys, I think we might have to do a deep dive on this, maybe on our Patreon episode this week, but I didn't have anything prepared, but I just want to bring it up. Have you seen all the reports of like anonymous team execs think that the NBA like secretly changed the rules after All-Star break and like now like the game is being reffed and officiated different?
I mean, Zach Lowe brought this up on his podcast that he thought you should just officiate it like you would a playoff game. And then all of a sudden, 3 weeks later, we have a 75-73 game. Like, we have had multiple times where one team has scored more points than that entire game this year.
Yeah, there's so I think I saw something that was like up until January 31st of this year, the teams are averaging 115 points a game. And post All-Star break, that's down like almost 10 points. And we've had like, I think out of 16 games the other night, 8 teams scored under 80.
Let's go.
Which is like never happened. Well,
and that's why we are in the Eastern Conference podcast. We've been prepared for this from day one.
I just still can't believe that no one in the East has won more than 2 games in a row right now than the Wizards. It's so embarrassing for us.
And we're beating contenders, baby. We beat the Heat in that historic run.
God, the fucking Heat. Jesus Christ.
The Heat are looking good. I do want to, before we get out of here, Alperen Sengun. Did you guys see Sengun last night?
I just saw injured. Him be wheeled off. I didn't see the injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame. Shout out to him. He was having a great season in Houston. I like him as a player. Real heartbreaking shit. The injury did not look good.
Damn. Yeah, I did. I ended up picking up Jock Landale.
Oh, another kangaroo butter lover.
Yeah, that's where my life is.
Just picking up all the Australian people.
Off the ground.
My apologies to Jamel.
Anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here, fellas?
You gotta say something about the Lakers, man. The Lakers are finally a single-digit seed for the first time in what feels like a decade.
Are they?
They are currently the ninth seed. Yeah.
God.
They're playing really well. I think I saw a stat that they have been 15-8 with Rui Hachimura starting.
We all wanted from jump, right?
Feels like, why did you wait until like December to start doing that? I don't know.
I think he had one bad shooting game and got yanked. He had one bad shooting game, and then he told LeBron that he didn't like the Karate Kid thing that he was trying to do with him, and then he got benched.
Darvin Ham, more like Darvin Tofu, am I right?
Peter, once again, you Thank are you. Right.
Peter, I could not be more correct.
Benner, are you inside a bathroom?
Sorry, that's my...
What's going on?
Yeah, that's my... No, that's my coffee. I got a call. I'm at Maru Jr. right now.
No, my neighbor in my studio is opening the garage door, so, you know, just a lot of noise.
Just what the podcasters want.
No, I'm at Maru Jr. Hello, yep. what can I get you, baby? Hey, can I get two Maru Juniors and Maru Senior?
You think the coffee shop barista at Maru is, what can I get you, baby?
At Maru Jr.
Oh, I never been to Maru Jr.
Maru Jr. is a different feel. It's a different kind of...
I want to go there. It sounds nice. It sounds friendly. Friendlier than Maru. They're all too cool and hot at Maru to like even look at you when you order your coffee.
You don't deserve it, Benner. You need to get hotter, and then they'll look at you.
Well, this
I'm
is
on
what
the
we
Peloton,
need to do.
Man. I'm trying.
We need to stop making hot people have jobs.
Go on.
Because it's obvious that they can't look at us. You're that hot, you can't even... What are you doing? You got to look at just a guy? So we just have to figure out how to subsidize being hot and get the government involved, municipalize that.
Do you think the NBA would get better if they removed the 20 hottest players?
Better how?
Like Kelly Oubre, you're gone. Al Horford, you're gone.
Well, what happens next?
Those two players seem like they don't really affect stuff
have jobs.
Too bad, to be honest.
Okay, true. I guess, I don't know. Then finally, Chris Middleton will rise to prominence.
There should be an all-ugly league, I think.
I mean, that's what's coming next, man.
That's the big three.
Yeah. Tyrone Hill would have been the MVP. Nope. It's a big three.
There's not a lot of hot people.
Yeah. If you want ugly dudes to play basketball, socks. Go to the big three this summer better.
They also dress ugly. They don't even wear matching socks down there.
No. And they wear, I think all of their uniforms are just like, I feel like Ice Cube found a warehouse full of
he
N1
went to
uniforms from 2004 and just kind of pasted big three logos on it.
He went to Casa del Bierto over in Boyle Heights, and he got them joints done all in a weekend.
Great businessman, Ice Cube. Okay, let's get out of here, guys. I gotta bounce.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. Go to patreon.com/airbudspod. We love you. Bye.
What did you say about basketball?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.